Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, for your random start here on a Monday morning after the 4th of July holiday weekend, or maybe some of you turn it into a 4th of July holiday week, if you've got the luxury of paid vacation, et cetera, and you can take a day or two off, there you go. What better way to start a Monday morning? You know, the Monday morning, it's always going to be like a screeching start on a Monday morning following a big holiday week, unless some of you had more work to do at home with your honey-do lists and you're happy to go back to your normal work so you don't have to do all your honey-do list stuff, then maybe a Monday morning isn't that bad. But I don't know, what better way? Since a Monday morning always comes to a screeching start, why not start with some screeching this morning for you? Remember, see, it's all about democracy. Democracy. You know, the crazy ladies with the crazy pink hats, the pro-Hamas terrorist protesters at college campuses, they're always screeching about democracy. Joe Biden always screeching about democracy, if he remembers what his talking points are. But yet, Joe Biden just admitted this. I think the DailyWire.com has a story pointing this out, or maybe it was the Daily Caller. Joe Biden basically admitted it has nothing to do with democracy. So Scott Jennings was on CNN. He made a fascinating point. Everybody's been talking about the George Snuffleupagus interview. That's what Rush Limbaugh would always call George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos, longtime Democrat Party operative. He just switched roles from working inside a Democrat White House to working inside the Democrat White House propaganda arm, which is the fake news media. So anyway, George Stephanopoulos does this interview with Joe Biden. He actually asked some good questions. See, because now it's okay for them to question Joe Biden because, see, they have to save or try to save at least the Democrat Party. And so that's why they're now finally able to ask some questions of Joe Biden. But listen to what Joe Biden says about the 2024 election.
And if you stay in and Trump is elected and everything you're warning about comes to pass, how will you feel in January?
I feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the good job as I know I can do. That's what this is about.
Now, the entire thesis of the campaign, the entire thesis of the campaign was democracy is on the ballot. And when George Stephanopoulos asked him, well, if you lose and all these bad things come to pass, will you be okay with that? And he said, well, as long as we gave it our all. Now, if I was a Democrat who's been hasn't blinked since January of 2017 or one of these never Trumpers who's worried about all this, and I heard Joe Biden admit that it's all just a facade, that it's all just a talking point, I would be freaked out right now to find out there's no animating issue for this campaign. It's just a grift.
That's right. It's always been a grift. Why do you think Jill Biden is holding on so desperately, clinging so desperately to power? Democracy! No, Joe Biden just admitted it. It's all about him. It's all about his family. It's all about the wealth they've acquired. It's all about political power. Nothing to do about what's best for the country.
Securing America.
In a major reversal for President Biden, the administration will now help deport U.S.-bound migrants before they even reach the border, striking a deal with Panama to screen and deport migrants at the Darien Gap, the only land crossing between South and Central America, and a major stepping stone for migrants who often fly into South America. Some 520,000 migrants used the gap last year. Here's Wilson Center's Beatrice Nice.
What they're hoping is that by the end of the year and the next few months, migrants will say, you know what, it's just not worth me doing this.
President Biden's new approach, limiting asylum, capping arrivals, enlisting Latin America, is not unlike President Trump's regional approach, asking Guatemala and Mexico to tighten their borders to strengthen ours. In this deal, Panama does the screening and the U.S. taxpayer foots the bill for all flights across the globe. In Los Angeles, Reem Lajeunesse, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine for today, high temperatures range from the mid-80s in Bozeman to the low 90s in the Billings area. Clear and quiet for tonight. Lows near 60 across the area. The outlook for Tuesday does call for more sunshine as temperatures warm up to around 90 in Bozeman, with mid-90s expected in the Billings area. Staying clear and quiet on Tuesday night. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, good. I just found it here. I wanted to give you credit who put that little montage together for you there of the Joe Biden interview clip with Snuffleupagus. So DailyWire.com, let me see. Okay, there we go. It's at RCP Video, at RCP Video. Must be Real Clear Politics Video because they're, yeah, that's what it is. It's a RealClearPolitics.com video. Scott Jennings, Biden refuted the entire thesis of his campaign on Friday. The entire thesis of the campaign was democracy is on the ballot. And I heard Joe Biden admit that it's all just a facade, that it's all just a talking point. Of course it is. I mean, this guy, look, we're a republic, not a democracy. But even if you want to call it that, look at the totalitarian tactics that these guys have been using. Going after their political opponents, going after peaceful pro-life protesters, going after parents who criticized crazy school board positions and so much more. I mean, it's absolutely nuts what they're doing. Disbarring lawyers and punishing lawyers who are, you know, representing their clients in a court of law. These are the people that loved the liberal lawyers representing Gitmo terrorist detainees after 9/11. Oh, look at how great these people are. Everybody deserves the defense. Of course they do. Yeah, and that is one of the great things about America. Everybody deserves a defense lawyer, except for Donald J. Trump. The liberal leftists and the ACLU, oh, they love everybody deserves a lawyer if you're a terrorist sitting in Guantanamo Bay. But if you want to make America great again, nope, sorry, now we're going to disbar your lawyers. And these are the people screeching about democracy. Of course the whole thing was a facade. Of course the whole thing was a sham. By the way, the biggest jackwagon, I think, who is deserving of the biggest jackwagon award? I know John Tester. Okay, we should have a Montana award, and then we should have a New York City award. Then again, John Tester probably spends more time in New York City than he does in Montana. He probably spends more time with his buddy Chuck Schumer back in New York City than he does back here in Montana. But who deserves the biggest jackwagon? Let's be more specific. The biggest jackwagon in the media award goes to, ding, 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 Joe Scarborough. Man, I really liked Joe Scarborough back in the 90s. But speaking of facade, speaking of it's all just an act, apparently that's who this phony sellout Joe Scarborough is. You know, the guy, the co-host on MSNBC, do they still call it Morning Joe or is it called something else? Who knows? But anyway, remember when he said this was not even that long ago. And as everybody with their own eyes was watching Joe Biden melt down, listen to what Joe Scarborough said here.
This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, an F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
Oh, yeah, sure. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it. Man, I'd love it if Media Research Center, Tom Elliott on X or somebody like that, put together like a whole montage of all the lies Joe Scarborough has been
has been uttering for the past few years. By the way, sorry about the that was bad editing on my part there. I was trying to record that soundbite out of Twitter, out of X, and I thought I edited it better. But anyway, you get the point here. This is the best version of Joe Biden, and F you if you can't handle it, Joe Scarborough. Now, all the rest in the media, of course. Oh, God, yeah, Joe Biden after that debate, man, he's really looking rough. Oh boy, he can't win the White House. Oh, he needs to step out of the race. Oh, they act like, speaking of a facade, speaking of an act, they act like this just all of a sudden happened. Oh man, how did we not see this? Look, they saw it. They saw it probably, you know, they should have seen it faster than you saw it. They should have seen it faster than the rest of us saw it. I think Dr. Mark Siegel saw it back in 2020. But, oh, they had to attack Fox News. They had to attack you. They had to criticize me and everybody else out there who's pointed out the obvious. And now they're acting like, oh, this just came out of nowhere. Oh, no. Oh, no. What happened? First off, look, Joe Biden has struggled with the truth and made up stories for every single year that Joe Scarborough there has known him. And so, but I mean, the guy has just struggled with the truth for that long. But here's the other thing. Like, these guys in the media acted like, oh, this just came out of nowhere. They knew it. They've known it the entire time. That's why they helped as Joe Biden campaigned from the basement. It was just like that John Fetterman, who is actually sounding better now that he's recovering from his brain injury. He's actually making more sense after recovering from the brain injury than he was before. But it was just like Fetterman. They all knew that the guy was a complete wreck, a complete mess, but yet they covered for him. And because they knew how important it was for Democrats to control the United States Senate, which is exactly why the fake news media here in Montana always covers for liberal Senator John Tester, two-faced Tester. They always cover for him. All right, let's see. We got phone lines open for you and much more. 294-0970.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A reckoning is looming on Capitol Hill for President Biden, likely when Congress returns to session next week. Democrats are grousing about losing credibility. There's abject fear about races down ballot. But some Democrats believe it's too messy to ditch the president at this point. The worst thing which happened to congressional Democrats last week was that the House was in session the day after the debate. House Democrats faced a fusillade of questions from pesky reporters like me about if the president should drop out. The worst thing which happened for President Biden is that Congress was out of session for the July 4th recess after that. That bought President Biden time, a luxury he lacked. Watch to see how California Democrats respond to this crisis. Some believe that Vice President Harris, a former senator from California, should be the Biden alternative. A staggering 40 House Democrats hail from the Golden State alone. One senior House Democrat tells Fox the goal is to make it obvious to President Biden that he cannot survive. That would leave Mr. Biden with only one option, drop out. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, this week, cattle producers are meeting in San Diego for the NCBA's summer business meeting. And NCBA Chief Executive Officer Colin Woodall says one of the policy issues they'll be reviewing is the organization's Farm Bill priorities.
So for NCBA, we're looking at things like the voluntary conservation programs. EQIP is one that a lot of cattle producers use. The Farm Bill is the one that makes sure that that program is included and well-funded. We need to make sure we do that. But probably the biggest ask for us is our foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. This is something that we had included in the 2018 Farm Bill. We want to reauthorize that. We want to make sure that we can keep the funding in place to help us in the event of a foot and mouth disease outbreak. Now, Chairman Thompson and the House Ag Committee has done an amazing job in getting a bill out of the House Ag Committee. He even did so with four Democrats voting for it. Now we need the Senate to act. We need to get this done because right now the current Farm Bill expires at the end of September. And all of us in agriculture, we're just asking for some certainty. Let us know what the program is going to be like, and let's just not drag this into 2025 and 2026.
Now, the NCBA summer business meeting runs through Wednesday, and our network's Lane Nordland and Paul Humphrey are there too, and we'll be sharing more updates both on air and on our social media channels like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Cattle producers, it's time to consign your cattle to Superior Livestock Auction's Video Royale, running July 29th through August 2nd in Winnemucca, Nevada. As always, the sale will feature some of America's best feeder cattle, wean calves, and calves on cows. The consignment deadline is Friday, July 12th. Now, this cattle market continues to be red hot, so don't miss your opportunity to receive top dollar for your cattle. Contact your local Superior rep today or visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
Well, it looks like Moderna will get $176 million in federal funding from the Department of Health and Human Services to develop a human vaccine against highly pathogenic avian influenza or the bird flu. The grant follows outbreaks of the virus in dairy cattle throughout several states this year. The U.S. has also documented 4 cases of humans with bird flu so far this year, and all had regular contact with dairy cattle. As of this month, over 130 herds in 12 states have been infected by the H5N1 virus. And finally this morning, this summer, the Conservation Practice Adoption Motivation Survey, a joint project between USDA's National Ag Statistics Service and Natural Resources Conservation Service, will be mailed to 43,000 forest and grazing landowners and managers across the nation. The survey gathers information to understand why people choose to use different conservation practices and whether they continue to use practices over time. Now, starting today, NAS will mail questionnaires with the option for survey recipients to respond online, by mail, or by fax. Final results will be published later this fall. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We can keep rolling here for a few minutes. And then in about 10 minutes, Jonathan Savage, Fox News Radio, he covers Europe. I think he's based in London, if I'm not mistaken. Scottish guy. I remember the first time we interviewed him, we got to talking about the Glasgow Scotties, of course, and, you know, Glasgow, Montana, not Glasgow, Scotland. But anyway, he's going to be up here in a few minutes. We're going to talk with him about all the European election news. I know some of you thinking, Aaron, what do we care about the European election news? Well, I'll tell you what, if you're a farmer or rancher and you were listening intently to that Farm and Ranch report, these European elections, it is the farmers and the ranchers there that have been leading to this revival in Europe, ousting a lot of these left-wing politicians. But France, you know, the right in France had a comeback, and then the Empire Strikes Back. Apparently, the left did well here over the past few days in the parliamentary races. So anyway, it's all a little chaotic in France at the moment. But we'll talk with Jonathan Savage about that and much more, because I think it just shows how Europe is divided, much like the United States of America has been divided, and I think deliberately so. I'll get to that here in a couple of minutes. While we've been talking about Joe Biden and his disastrous interview with the other Democrat Party hack now, George Snuffleupagus, listen to something else he said here. Listen to something else. Oh, this one was just funny. This one was almost as funny as when Joe Biden started arguing with Donald Trump about his golf handicap. I mean, Donald Trump eventually said to Joe Biden, okay, this is childish. Are we really arguing about our golf game right now? I mean, come on, man. That's what Donald Trump said to Joe Biden. Listen to this other soundbite from Joe Biden's recorded, not live, interview with George Stephanopoulos.
What's your plan to turn the campaign around?
I saw it today. How many people are you getting to draw crowds like I do today? If I'm any more enthusiastic than today?
I don't think you want to play the crowd game. Donald Trump can draw big crowds. There's no question about that.
He can draw a big crowd, but what does he say? Who does he have? I'm the guy supposedly in trouble.
So I can draw crowds. And then for those of you that aren't on social media, of course, people had to do it. They showed all the video footage of just the massive crowds at the Donald Trump rallies. And then they showed the tiny, tiny little crowds at the Joe Biden events. But of course, on TV, you know, the fake news media, they'll do a really tight shot on the back. On the background, as Joe Biden speaks from a teleprompter the entire time, they'll do the really tight shot to make it look like there's this loud, boisterous crowd there, when in reality there is nothing of the sort. All right, I think our Fox News is going to kick off here in about 9 seconds, but Semper Gumby, if it's a little wonky for us this morning, we'll see if it rolls here in just about 2 seconds, maybe, maybe not. Let's see. All right, that's all right. We'll just keep rolling here. Let's see.
One hurricane. Fox's Britta Merwin is about an hour down the coast in Surfside Beach.
It's intense. It's almost like needles are being pushed into the back of your legs because these water droplets, the rain itself, is being pushed so hard against your body that it really does cut against the fabric that you're wearing.
And Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to criminal fraud charges stemming from two deadly crashes of its 737 MAX jetliners.
Part of the deal, Boeing must pay an additional $243.6 million fine and invest $455 million in its safety and compliance programs. The deal does not give Boeing immunity for other incidents, including the one where a panel blew off a MAX jetliner during an Alaska Airlines flight in...
Fox's Sue Guzman, America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Let's see if we get a little more background noise.
The rich, handsome look. Leather is never out of style. Leather not your thing? What about concrete or wood? All I'm saying is that while the choices of porcelain and ceramic tiles are awesome, there's a lot more out there.
All right, there we go. Perfect. All right. Hey, no worries yet. Inside baseball for our listeners out there. But we've got some things that we're trying to automate, you know, things that should be automated that we've been doing by hand since we launched the show. And so that's just a couple of things there that we'll add that to our list. We'll add that to our list of things that can be automated. We run it same time every morning. Why not automate that one? And then why not automate the kill switch? Anyway, inside baseball, those of you who know radio, you know what we're talking about. Speaking of people who know radio, Tim N. Savage, he knows radio. Tim, he's done a lot of radio in his years. He works in the school system. You know, he's been a school teacher, a school superintendent, school administrator, and all sorts of locations across Montana. But as a result, they've thrown him on the radio to do sports games. I think he's even DJed street dances at Scobie and elsewhere. But Tim N. Savage says this: it is so difficult to figure out the left. If they truly believe that Biden is just fine, then they are delusional beyond belief. If they can see the truth but fail to acknowledge it, they are among the worst liars in history. I'm going to go with option two there, Tim. I'm going to go with they are the worst liars in history. I'm going to go with that one. The COVID scam, the lockdowns, the mandates, the deliberate attacks on our economy, the Green New Deal scam, Russia, 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 they lied about. Let's see, Monty in Roundup said this about Joe Scarborough. I played the soundbite of the worst jackwagon in the media, Joe Scarborough, who has been lying about Joe Biden this entire time. Monty in Roundup says this: Joe Scarborough is right. That is the best Joe Biden, and that's a problem. He's never been worth a damn. That's from Monty in Roundup. Hey, I don't know. I hope you guys had a great 4th of July day, holiday week. Did with 4th of July falling on a Wednesday, did the whole week turn into just one gigantic celebration? I hope it did. But if you've been celebrating a little too long, you know, like when I got back from my last military deployment, I suffered from post-deployment celebration disorder, you know, where you just want to eat and drink everything you missed out on. We're watching another show. Yeah, open another. You know, it's like, man. And so I just kept putting on the pounds. Maybe some of you, you've been celebrating a little too long now, and you're like, okay, I enjoyed the 4th, but it's time to get back in shape. It's time to lose some weight. Maybe you just got 5 or 10 pounds you want to trim off. Maybe you got 110 pounds to shed. Let me tell you, Billings Last Diet is the program that will get the job done for you. They've got the coaches, they've got the, and they've even got a remote program right now. So you don't even have to live in Billings to benefit from Billings Last Diet, the program that I've benefited from. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com. Better yet, give them a call later today, 294-6751. I'm going to start my tune-up soon.
Democracy 24.
For the first time in decades, the California Supreme Court knocked a citizen proposition off the ballot before voters could vote. The Taxpayer Protection Act would have given voters the right to approve or reject new state and local taxes and stop government from imposing taxes disguised as fees. But the High Court ruled the act illegally revised the state constitution. The ruling is a win for Governor Gavin Newsom, who critics accuse of hypocrisy. Here's John Kupal, who supported the initiative.
Governor Newsom likes to claim that he has broad political support. If he opposes this initiative, he should have made his case before the voters instead of colluding with the courts to have this thing stripped from the ballot.
Public employee unions celebrated the decision. Business groups did not, saying it simply proves California is a one-party state. In Los Angeles, William Marchioness, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The Supreme Court 6-3 decision giving Donald Trump substantial immunity from prosecution is already shaking up the campaign. Judge Juan Merchan in the hush money case has agreed to postpone what was going to be a July 11 sentencing until September 18th. At that point, can he really send the former president to jail with just 6 weeks to go in the campaign? Trump is asking that the conviction be overturned altogether. Questions are being raised about other legal cases. Will the January 6th case ever be able to come to trial? Even the classified documents case could be affected because if it uses anything from when Trump was in the White House, that has to be disqualified. Meanwhile, President Biden deciding that just putting out a statement wasn't good enough, so we went before the cameras and said it was up to the voters to hold Trump accountable because the courts would not. He said he dissented and he took no questions. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Have you ever noticed how in most of these other so-called news outlets, they never ask any tough questions of liberal Senator John Tester? This guy's responsible for shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline. Colstrip 1 and 2 shut down. Now they're going after 3 and 4. He isn't doing squat. He's responsible for the wide-open invasion on our southern border. And yet, look at the way these media outlets pander to John Tester. We ask the tough questions. You get to call in Montana Talks.
Yes. You can plan barbecues and weddings. You can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We should have a phone call any moment here from Jonathan Savage, Fox News Radio, talking about all these recent elections across Europe. One of the latest stories in the news is, of course, out of France. But anyway, we'll get to that here as soon as he calls. I'm sure he's got interviews racked and stacked with radio stations across America. I thought we could snag some time with him here this morning as well. Let me see. What can we share with you in the meantime? Well, in the meantime, let me share some of our Montana Talks headlines with you here for just a second. You've been hearing the weather forecast. If you haven't, high temperatures. If you haven't already done your weather recon for the week ahead, it's going to be hot, real hot. right? Just like that Good Morning Vietnam segment, it's going to be hot. Triple digits possibly later this week in the Billings area, the Banana Belt of Montana in particular, but western Montana, of course, feeling the heat as well. A heat advisory. We've got a story from Michelle Wolf on our Montana Talks website right now. A heat advisory will be in effect from 1 p.m. Tuesday to midnight Saturday, July 13th. Not just in south central Montana and into portions of eastern Montana, but we're talking about the Kootenai, the Cabinet Mountains region, and the lower Clark Fork region as well. Let's see. And then, of course, they're telling you to take all the extra precautions, lightweight, loose-fitting clothing, do your workouts early morning or in the evening, drink plenty of fluids, etc. But let's see. Western Montana will be challenged by extremely high temperatures starting Tuesday, with the risk of heat exhaustion becoming a real concern throughout the week. Temperatures near 100 degrees will be common, and conditions will be very uncomfortable. For instance, Kalispell is a weather forecast that includes Tuesday's high of 96, Wednesday's high of 97, and then another solid week after that remaining in the 90s. And, of course, it's that sustained heat that is dangerous. You know, obviously, this is very high temperatures for those of us here in Montana. We're used to the extreme cold in the winter, and then we're used to the extreme heat in the summer, during portions of the summer. But I wonder, you know, like how we look at some of these other states and some of these other countries that aren't used to cold weather, and they hear 20 above, and they're like, oh, man, how do you guys deal with that? It's so cold. And we're like, have you tried 60 below zero? 20 above ain't cold. We'll have kids with, you know, shirts off at football games during that kind of weather, even if it's snowing. But I also wonder if they look at us freaking out about 90-something or even you know, 100 degrees and thinking, oh, come on, that's nothing, guys. That ain't that big of a deal. I mean, I've been overseas in the Middle East, and you would see, like, busloads full of workers from Bangladesh pack into these buses, all crowded, like, just packed in there like sardines. And you feel bad for these guys because it's like, man, that's why I live in Montana. I do not like close talkers. Well, okay, it's not the close talkers that I don't like. It's the close talking. You know, hate the sin, not the sinner, right? but then being packed on those buses like sardines, and it's 120 freaking degrees out there. And then they're like, you know, working on top of these massive high rises in the 120 degree heat. And pouring out hot asphalt or whatever. It's like, oh, my goodness. My goodness, that just looks miserable. So I'm sure they look at 99 degrees and they're like, oh, man, I wish it was 99 degrees, especially right now, July 8th. I should go look and see what I used to when we had some of my friends were over in Kuwait for a little while, about a year or two ago. I would pull up the weather for Kuwait just to see what was happening. Oh, here we go. I still got it. Kuwait City, it's already 113. 113 in Kuwait City. Of course, they're probably about, what, 8-9 hours in front of us right now. They're going to be a high of, 119 by Friday. So there you go. A little bit of a breeze. I remember I walked out of one of our headquarters buildings back in 2017. And you know, you'd put your sunglasses on immediately as you leave the building, and my glasses would just fog up immediately, just fog up. So not only did we have the heat in that one particular country, but we also had the high humidity as well. Let's see. Looks like our phone line is lighting up right now, so that should be our guest. And then we've got a lot more to share with you here this morning as well. Let me see here. Or if it's another caller, we can sneak on another caller if our Fox News Radio guest isn't able to join us. One other funny soundbite from the Joe Biden snuffleupagus interview here. George Stephanopoulos asked if Joe Biden watched the debate. You know, Joe Biden was in the debate, of course, but George Stephanopoulos asked him, did you watch the debate afterwards? And And anyway, I'll play that soundbite here in just a second. Hey, Caden, we've got a great guest producer filling in this morning. As Travis gets a day off here, a well-deserved day off. Caden, no worries. If Fox doesn't call us, you don't need to worry about following up with them, because we can just drive on with the program if the Fox News Radio guest gets all tied up or whatever or forgets to call us. So, yeah, so no worries about having a follow-up with them. We can just drive on. All right, here it is. This is George Stephanopoulos asking Joe Biden if he watched the debate. Tell me if you pick up on it right away, on first glance here.
And did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
Okay. Did that pop out at you immediately as well? Steve Guest shared that clip from the George Stephanopoulos interview on ABC News, the one-on-one with President Biden. And George Stephanopoulos says, did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did.
You don't think you did? Either you did watch the debate afterwards or you didn't watch that.
I don't think I did.
I mean, this is not like, I think I passed. Was that a new Chick-fil-A that I just drove by? Well, I don't know. Hey, did you go by Chick-fil-A earlier? Well, I don't think I did. I don't know. I mean, this isn't just like some casual, like, hey, by the way, did you happen to notice something? How long was the debate? I mean, this, you don't remember if you actually went and watched it afterwards or not. But no, there's still some Democrats out there saying, no, he's fine. He's just fine. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see here, folks. All right, looks like we had the timing. Eastern time versus Mountain time. Hey, no worries. No worries. That's all right. We can roll on. We got phone lines open for our listeners anyway. 406-294-0970. Okay, let's see here. Let's see. We've got speaking of, some Democrats are still saying, oh, it's fine, everything's fine, no big deal. No big deal, everything's fine. There are more and more Democrats now who are saying, oh no, everything's not fine. And they are so worried that they are going to lose the White House, and maybe more, that more Democrats are calling on Joe Biden to step down. Let me see. Let's play this report for you here from Fox News Radio.
Calls from the president's own party escalated over the weekend for him to bow out of the race, despite the president pleading his case to ABC News on Friday, then participating in a whole flurry of campaign events across the weekend. Four more Democrats privately called for Biden to bow out during a listening session that happened with leader Hakeem Jeffries, bringing the total of Democrats we now know about calling for the president to step aside to 9. Those new four are Reps Jerry Nadler, Mark Takano, Joe Morelli, and Adam Smith. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia had tried to schedule a similar phone call with Senate Dems, but after word about it leaked to the press, it never materialized.
Now, my favorite one is Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff. You know, cue up the White and Nerdy song by Weird Al Yankovic. You know, instead of going to see me riding dirty, it's, you know, going to see me white and nerdy. That is Adam Schiff, the Democrat Senate candidate in California, who just held a big fundraiser with liberal Senator John Tester, by the way. But Adam Schiff, who is a representative out of California, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that Joe Biden needs to consult with people outside his inner circle to consider what is right for the country, because Democrats must, quote, beat that SOB. So, yeah, like Adam Schiff is some elder statesman. Adam Schiff should have been thrown out on his you-know-what for all of his lies about Donald Trump and everything Adam Schiff did to undermine the president of the United States of America.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
He had a full week of preparation time for this. The worst part, though, is the stare. When they'd have a split screen And Joe Biden was like staring, this very empty vessel stare of his, vacant stare, and at times incoherent. It was painful, but it's also scary that everybody's known about this. Our enemies know about it. Our top geopolitical foes know about it. Terrorists around the world know about it. And they see a president of the United States of America this pathetically compromised. He's compromised physically. He's got no stamina. And he's a complete cognitive mess.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey guys, breaking news. Did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. In fact, experts claim that the gold investing menace is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who have diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD now. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D now. Now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Having trouble saving for a house? Here's some help with that down payment. And here's some more money to help you replace your gas stove and electric one. Oh, and since childcare is so expensive, let's give you a voucher to help pay for that as well. The preference of governments to hand out money to ease cost burdens is brilliant politics. The people getting the dough do vote, after all. But is economic policy to actually remedy the situations they address? That's another story. Without meaningful changes to the supply side of these and other markets, putting more money in consumers' pockets to buy things can easily just push prices higher. Unfortunately, this tilts things in unfamiliar and less politically popular ways. Do we really want to help developers build homes more cheaply or make it easier for drug companies to bring new drugs to the market? The entire rhetoric of situations of high cost has too often been to demonize those doing the selling. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Your options with an incredible inventory that work with your budget as well. Check out Brett's RV and Marine, Billings, and Missoula.
Have you ever noticed how in most of these other so-called news outlets, they never ask any tough questions of liberal Senator John Tester? This guy's responsible for shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline. Colstrip 1 and 2 shut down. Now they're going after 3 and 4. He isn't doing squat. He's responsible for the wide-open invasion on our southern. You get to call in Montana Talks.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Wow, I did it again. I said, hey, I'm going to share with you several of our Montana Talks headlines. MontanaTalks.com. Or if you've got the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you can see it there as well. Here's a few of the other headlines for you. If you missed it, Chuck Deneau grew up in Sydney, Montana. He represents the United Property Owners of Montana. He wrote a great guest opinion column, What Montanans Lose with Each APR Land Acquisition. Now, the American Prairie Reserve, of course, the left-wing outfit working to kick the ranchers off the land here in Montana. So that's a must-read piece if you missed it. Plus, Perry Penley breaks down the big Chevron decision from the United States Supreme Court and what that means for Montana and Wyoming. Those of us here in the Rocky Mountain West, if you missed my chat with Perry Penley last week, full audio there and much more. Plus, just the bottom line up front tells you what the story is. It's a great write-up. And basically, the way I summed it up is this. The deep state, the unelected bureaucracy, the administrative state, overreaching federal government, whatever you want to call it, They just suffered a massive blow from the U.S. Supreme Court in this new Chevron decision. Huge, huge, huge decision, as Perry Penley described it. Plus, Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino comes on the airwaves right after we wrap up Montana Talks. I think in Butte, I think our KXTL listeners, you get Clay and Buck after Montana Talks. But Billings, Bozeman, Livingston, several other stations across Montana got Dan Bongino. And what a great guy. You know, he's a law enforcement veteran, worked for the Secret Service. He's just a great patriotic American. But he was in Big Sky. He was in Big Sky, Montana. He was in Big Sky Country. He was in Yellowstone National Park. So Dan Bongino was showing some love to Big Sky Country, and of course, several of you were showing your love in return. I noticed some of the great photos on Dan Bongino's Facebook page, and then I saw several friends, several listeners were commenting and, you know, saying great things about Dan Bongino. I threw in one of my own. I said, Montana is happy to have you in the state. Montana, actually, I said this, Montana is proud to have you in the state. And on the radio, so you can see that story at MontanaTalks.com. All right, let's see. The big NATO is having their big meeting in Washington, D.C. this week. So, you know, which is, of course, going to be very interesting given all these talks about Joe Biden and whether he should or should not withdraw from the presidential race. Apparently NATO... they're having their big summit. Leaders from 32 members of NATO will gather in Washington this week to celebrate the alliance's 75th anniversary.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden is looking forward to engaging with world leaders at NATO's Washington summit, calling the alliance stronger and more united because of the president's leadership.
We go into NATO with strength, and these foreign leaders have seen him in action. They've seen him personally. They've had conversations with him.
The meeting comes amid criticism over President Biden's shaky debate with former President Trump. According to senior U.S. officials, NATO leaders will unveil a bridge to membership for Ukraine, announcing a NATO office in Kyiv, and are expected to announce a joint commitment of $40 billion in assistance for Ukraine's fight against Russia. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Oh, brother, there you go. You know what I found interesting about that, though? 75th anniversary for NATO. I'm trying to think, what would it have been, 98, 99, when they had the NATO summit in Washington when I was still working as a waiter going to college down on Pennsylvania Avenue? Joe Biden is older than NATO. But then again, it's not his age that's the problem. It's competency. That's the problem. And every single one of those world leaders that's met with him in person knows it.
Text and privacy policy.